Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. President Trump's $250 billion in China tariffs are fully in place. Now we see how this trade war will affect consumers and producers. Michigan's farmers and growers are bracing for impact. With us now, a soybean farmer from Columbus Township in St. Clair County. He's also a director on the National Soybean Board. Jim Domogalski, welcome. It's good to have you on Stateside.
Thank you, and thank you for calling. And I'll do what I can to inform the public of what's going on today.
I think a lot of attention, unusual attention, is being paid to soybean crop and soybean farmers because of the tariff issue. And we are hearing this year is going to be bringing a bumper crop for soybeans. Do you agree with those ag experts?
In our area here in the county and the surrounding counties, it looks pretty darn good. We don't know for sure what we're going to have till we get that combine running in the field. But our beans in this area do look above average, yes.
And when we say a bumper crop, what are we actually talking about?
I think it's anything above average, five or six or seven or eight bushel, maybe 10 bushel above average, whatever that might be. But our average here in the county, I think it's a mid-40s, maybe a little bit higher. But it just appears that they're looking better. The beans are tall and pretty clean, and there's a lot of pods there. And tall doesn't really mean good yields because it's the seeds or the pod set on the plant itself. If the pods are set closer together up and down the stem, that means a lot of beans. And it looks pretty good.
And when you say mid-40s, for those of us who are just kind of clueless about this, when you say mid-40s,
okay,
what do you mean?
Bushels per acre.
Bushels per acre.
Bushels
okay.
per acre.
And how does a bumper crop affect markets and farmers?
I'm going to go back to the Chicago Board of Trade. They'd go by estimates, and there's people throughout the government that go through certain states and estimate yields best they can. And these estimates are looked at by Chicago Board of Trade, and they look at that through the amount that there's going to be produced through the state, through the country. And those are speculations, but they're fairly close. And it kind of makes a farmer nervous when they say a bumper crop, because when the yield goes up, the price goes down. Along that with the tariff price, it's not a happy harvest this year.
You know, it's basic supply and demand, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Basic plus supply and demand, you're right.
But then you factor in the tariffs.
Yes. And that's not a friendly issue with the farmer right now.
All right. Talk about what that effect has been on you.
Well, initially, the price dropped and it kind of stayed there about 25% of less of what it was in about the March-April area, or whenever that tariff came into effect. But it's even dropped more. I think we've lost about 30% of our price from this spring. That's going to sting us pretty good, especially the guys that did not contract ahead of time when the bean price here in Michigan was in the high $9 area. And right now it's in the mid to lower $7 area. We're going to have to really tighten our belts with that price.
Jim, what kind of payments and what kinds of expenses come due for farmers after the harvest?
Property taxes come at a certain time of the year, and that's a hefty one. It's either property tax or rental. Farmers rent land from other property owners. And our seed price has dropped slightly. It depends when you buy. If you buy your next spring product, whether it's seed or fertilizer, if you buy it October or November of this fall, there is a discount. But that's a long ways. Put your money ahead 6-7 months ahead before you plant your crop, and a year ahead before you receive your product, your harvest. So if you got money stored up or saved up from previous years where you can take advantage of these discounts, it's a pretty good thing. But there's not a lot of wiggle room if you don't have a lot in savings. So a lot of farmers go out there and borrow for their inputs, and hopefully they'll get their crop off, purchase their inputs, and wait till next spring to plant their crop.
So many things you're juggling, trying to figure out what might be down the road.
Oh, yes.
Welcome to the life of a farmer, right?
Well, weather is a big issue. That's one thing we cannot control. Hopefully we'll never be able to do that in the future anyway. I don't want to do that. You mess with Mother Nature, and sometimes it stings back at you. This year we've had extremely warm weather this year, and the crops responded very positive to that because we had good moisture with that. That's what brought what they call a bumper crop or above average yields, the way you look right now.
And so here you have this bumper crop, this above average yield. So what about the demand for that crop?
That's another issue. Since the tariff issue, China, which in the past several years has taken 60% of our exports, that's 60% of what went out overseas went to China. With this tariff issue now, that's dropped. I can't give you a big figure on it, but I know it's dropped significantly. Now, what China's done is bought and ordered more beans from Brazil and Argentina. And those two countries down in South America will not be able to, my estimation, will not be able to supply all the beans that they need in China. They have a very large animal industry in China. These animals, after they've been fed soybean meal, and it's a very good protein value for the animal, once they've been fed that, they're used to it, and they see the advantage of the soybean. And they're going to try to find alternative markets because of the tariff. But still, here and there, they're going to buy some loads from us because the other countries won't be able to supply them with the demand.
But not what they've been buying.
Not what they've been buying,
So no. What do you do with an excess of soybeans? You store them? What happens?
We will sell what we need to pay our inputs as a farmer. And being a director on the United Soybean Board, we have people with feet on the ground in countries around the globe knocking on doors in these countries of promoting the soybean meal and soybean oil as food for other countries. And some of these third world countries, they're just getting up to speed on some of this protein value thing. Mm. But they can only take so much. Mm-hmm. Trying to get a foothold in Europe of more beans exported there. We're just banging on all kinds of doors anywhere we can in the globe. And another thing, with the price the way it is at the pharma gate, it's pretty low. And that travels right through the system. So these other countries that need soybeans or want them, now's the time to order and buy. Mm. The price is low for them.
If you just joined us, we're talking about soybean farming in Michigan and the challenges, particularly with the trade war with China, as we talk with soybean farmer Jim Domogalski, who's also a director on the National Soybean Board. So, Jim, as President Trump and China keep slinging these tariffs at each other and escalating the trade war, the federal government has started sending out checks to farmers to help them cope with the tariffs, $25.8 million going out to farmers in September under this bailout program, which the administration says will eventually add up to $12 billion. Have you or anyone you know requested or gotten any of this assistance?
Yes. I myself and some of my neighbors are going to go look at this. We're calling it a Band-Aid package right now. You know.
And why is that?
Because they're basing it on $1.65 a bushel of the crop we harvest this fall, but 50% of that crop. So say if a guy has 10,000 bushels he's harvested, they will pay you $1.65 on 5,000 bushels. So it's kind of a Band-Aid. Yes, it's a nice check to get, but I'd rather have the markets. All of us farmers would rather have the markets than a check in the mail from Uncle Sam. This helps somewhat, but it's not going to solve the issue.
What are your thoughts as you watch this trade war escalating between President Trump and China?
I can see his, as I look way out in the distance, I can see his reasoning for this. But as farmers, we dislike it because it's really hit us in the pocketbook. And this 25% is, as far as we're concerned, is way out of line. It's way too much. I don't mind paying some, but I don't like the idea of this whole deal. I don't know what's going on in the White House right now as far as his true end the result. But the man is a businessman, and I have confidence in him. But right now, it's kind of I'm a tongue-in-cheek with what he's done to us, to the farmers. I'm somewhat confident that in the long run, this is going to pan out. Well, it has to, because you're going to put a lot of farmers out of business with these kind of prices, especially young farmers that have started out there. They want to be a farmer. They want to raise crops, and they borrowed sometimes $1 million or more to get started. Farming is not a cheap business to get started with, because you cannot make a living on a farm like they did years ago on 40 acres or 80 acres. It's got to be a lot of acres if you want to be a full-time farmer. The cost of machinery, fuel, inputs, fertilizer, seed is a lot more than it was a few decades ago. And in farming, everything else has gone up. A pickup at that time in 1965 was probably under $3,000. Today they're $40,000. And the prices we're receiving at the farm gate aren't a heck of a lot better than we're in the 60s. Yeah, they are somewhat better, But the only way we can get a good profit is maximum yields. We have to do everything we can humanly possible to get that yield up to our average or above our average yield. And the rest is up to Mother Nature.
Jim Demogulski, soybean farmer from Columbus Township, who's also a director on the National Soybean Board. Thanks for the farmer's view, Jim. It was great to talk with you.
It was great to talk to you, ma'am, too. Appreciate the call.